This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Do you believe that drinking spirits and beer is, well, shall we say, more manly than drinking wine? You may want to rethink that assumption after you hear the latest wine-related revelation. Stay tuned. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. I can remember when some of my beer-chugging friends scoffed at me because I preferred to drink wine. I just shrugged it off and let them have their fun. But now there's some interesting research that's been done on the effects of wine on testosterone. According to research in the Nutrition Journal, a compound contained in red wine called quercetin could increase the levels of testosterone circulating in your body by inhibiting the way the hormone is excreted. Apparently, testosterone is eliminated from the body when nature calls. A dastardly little enzyme that goes by the name UGT2B17, sounds like a license plate number, attaches specific molecules to testosterone, enabling the body to get rid of it. For some, that enzyme does its job a bit too well, resulting in low T levels. The only problem is, there are other ingredients in wine and spirits that can tank your testosterone. In fact, according to a Dutch study, men who drank even modestly every day for 3 weeks saw a 7% decrease in their T levels. Whoa, major bummer. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.